What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or a sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful for the body, what does it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Now, just those few verses right there ask the question, not to the unbeliever, but to the believer. And how do you know it's to the believer? Well, it says, if you see your brother or sister that have a need, that are destitute of daily food. These are words that you only apply to those who are a part of the body of Christ. And James is asking the believers, do you have the kind of faith that would be able to reach to those people? Now, when the pastor talks about faith giving and faith promises, we all understand that that means that we have to dig into our pockets and we have to allow ourselves to be able to let loose of some of that so that we can say, Lord, I'm trusting you to meet my needs. I'm trusting you to take care of me, and I'm going to take a step of faith and give, even though I don't really see the results right away. I'm just trusting you. Sometimes God deals with us by helping us to have better health so we don't have to pay doctor bills. That's how he provides for us, as we give in faith. Sometimes he allows our cars and our machines to be able to operate without any problems, and we don't have that extra added expense. Sometimes he looks at other ways to show us that he's taking care of us, not only financially, but also in ways that doesn't take more money out of our pockets. So we have more money to give to the Lord, actually. Well, transfer that into your faith as you practice towards the brothers and sisters in Christ within your church. How is it that God is saying to you, I want you to take a step of faith in the way that you deal with those that are a part of the body of Christ? And sometimes it takes us going out of our comfort zone to take that step of faith. Just like whenever we give financially, we sometimes don't have the money. And we say, Lord, show me that you will provide for me. I don't have enough money, but I want to be faithful and I want to be consistent. Lord, help me to love my brother in Christ who's a pain. Lord, help me to provide, or help me to love or to help those who I may not necessarily feel comfortable around. When God sees us practicing our faith in the way that we help those around us whenever there's a need, then he is able to give and increase our faith so that we can take that faith a step further. And that step further sometimes is reaching out into the community that we isolate ourselves from. And believe it or not, people who live in Christian circles often stay in Christian circles. And they don't reach out to those people who are outside of Christian circles. Most of the people that you know, that you have fellowship with, that you talk with, are people that you know are part of the church. They're people that you know, except for maybe immediate family members, that you may look at them and say, yeah, you're not part of my church, so I really can't associate with you. I really can't reach out to you. But God wants to build our faith so that we can not only meet the needs of our family, our church family, and our immediate family, but he wants us to take that faith and take it out into the world so that the world can see that God is real. You know, when I go to the servicemen, and I see all kinds of people coming into the military, there is every branch, every kind of personality that you can imagine. If you've been in the military, you know very well that you may get this really nice guy from Washington State, and you may get a completely different kind of person from California or from another country, another state, and you're thinking, How can our country produce so different a variety of people? And then you have to allow yourself to have the kind of faith that reaches those people who are so different from you culturally. We are living in a different world than we had 15 years ago when we left to go to another country. We sat back and we watched as we saw our country change into a different culture. And the question that I had to ask myself is, Lord, have you built my faith enough to the point where I can actually reach into a culture that accepts homosexuality as a standard? Where a culture that accepts gender neutrality as a standard? In a culture where they say, you could go ahead and smoke marijuana if you want. There's no problem here. Do I have the faith that it takes to maintain my Christianity in the face of all that cultural diversity that I have to adjust myself to and reach into so that I can provide them with the gospel of Jesus Christ? Where is my faith? If I just say to somebody, hey, what you practice is okay with me, and then walk away, where is my faith there? If I look at somebody who is practicing a homosexual lifestyle and I simply say, that's off limits to me, I cannot deal with that kind of lifestyle, I am not touching that, and I say, let somebody else deal with it and walk away, what kind of faith is that? Is it a faith that has been tested and tried and developed and strengthened so that whenever you're standing face to face with somebody of an alternate lifestyle, that you can clearly and confidently share the love of God so that they can see it clearly in your heart and your voice and your mind, so that they can see that your faith is real? Or do you look at them and judge them already? I know the alternate lifestyle, politically correct standards, the homosexual, is not the ideal person that you would want to meet on the street. But I can almost guarantee you that you know somebody who is either involved or has a relative or a friend who's involved in the homosexual lifestyle. I was in church this morning at another church, and a lady came up to me and she said, you know, my husband and I have tried to teach our children how to live a godly Christian life all their lives, and my youngest daughter is now a lesbian, and she just got married. We didn't go to the celebration, but we saw that she had gotten married to her other partner. My nephew, when we first got married, my nephew came down to visit us down in Florida, and he would sit there with his friend and listen to the Bible study that I gave to them and showed them how to study the Bible. And he said, yes, yes, yes. He's now married to his friend, who's a guy, and practicing a very open homosexual lifestyle. He's rejected Christ altogether. These are things that we have to face. What are we going to do with that? The military has allowed for this. Obama opened the door whenever he said, okay, we're going to allow you to be able to be gender neutral. We're going to allow you to be able to practice your lifestyle the way you want to practice it without condemnation. I was talking to another military man who said that whenever he would go into a meeting, the first thing that they would ever talk about was homosexual agenda and making it a accepted way of life within the military. Now, I don't accept that. I don't want that to be a part of my life. But I know that that is the world that we're having to deal with. And I want my faith to be strong enough so that whenever I'm face to face with that kind of person, that I can clearly say, I love you, and give them the gospel of Jesus Christ. And maybe even find the possibility of opening up a friendship with that person. My nephew, the last time I talked to him, we had a very open discussion. And we were able to talk plainly about what his lifestyle was. And he understood that even though I didn't approve, I still loved him and I still accepted him as a person. Now, do we accept the sin? No, we do not accept the sin. But we do accept the sinner. Do we encourage people to be involved in that kind of lifestyle? No, we don't. But what we do is we try to build our faith so that we know how to listen to God as he's speaking to us and telling us how to speak to them. This is stepping outside of your comfort zone. This is stepping into the world that is now surrounding the Christian circles. On the outside, they're looking for answers. And who are we? Where are we? Most of you have come from a culture and a background where American patriotism has been strong in your family and in your life. And it's the value system that we hold dear within the Christian circles. Most of you are very strong in your faith, and you will say without a doubt, this is where I stand and I'm not going to compromise. But when you're standing for Christ, are you standing in a way to block people from accepting the good news of who Jesus Christ is? Or are you standing in a way that says, I'm here because God loves you. I'm here because God has placed me in this society to be a voice and to be a light so that those who are outside of that Christian circle can see that they are welcome to come in and be a part of it as well. See, Christianity is not a religious organization or a group of people who think and act the same way. No, we are a family that accepts people for who they are. We accept people as they are, no matter what age they are, no matter what kind of culture they've come from or what kind of person they used to be. We accept them because we're a family. My brother, I preached my older brother's funeral in June. He had problems with drugs and ended up taking too many and passed away because of bad decisions. When my other brother came down to the funeral, his attitude towards what I said concerning the gospel of Jesus Christ was, you're trying to force this on me. And if we weren't in the church, I would have come up there and hit you. Well, that's the kind of brother I have. Do I love him any less? No. He's my brother. I have to love him. I have to accept him. And I have to do everything possible to win him with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've had our discussions, and oftentimes they're not the kind of discussions that end well. Not because I don't want them to end well, but because he is he has an animosity against Jesus Christ. It's not me that he's attacking, but it's the name of Jesus that he's attacking. And I have to realize that. But I still love him. And I still say it on the phone whenever I hang up. I always say, brother, I love you. Without hesitation. We have to love those that are outside of the circle, even though they're not believers. We have to go outside the comfort zone that we live in. And we have to bring people in. That's what our purpose is. And when James asks us to test our faith, to examine our faith, to see what kind of faith we have, do we truly live the kind of faith that demonstrates that God is inside of us? And is able to use us to reach out into a culture that is changing fast away from what God considers to be the right way. Do we have what it takes? When I go down to Virginia Beach to work with the military men and women, I know I'm going to be faced with questions that I probably never had been faced with before. I'm going to be faced with lifestyles that I'm not used to. I did that over in Belarus. I had to deal with a culture that was completely different than what mine is. And through it all, God has allowed my faith to build so that I know how to adjust my answers in my life to reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not because I'm a great person or I'm a great missionary. No, it's simply because I've said, Lord, help me. I don't have the love that I need. I don't have the finances that I need. I don't have the help's ability to help somebody. But by faith, I am asking you to provide me with what I need. Financially, physically, spiritually, give me what it takes so that I can step outside of my comfort zone. And in faith promise, we step outside of financially so that we can trust in God by faith. Well, take that a step further and ask God to allow you to step outside your comfort zone and give you the faith that is necessary to have the kind of love that you need, the kind of compassion, the kind of life that demonstrates that you are submissive to God and that He can use you wherever you go, whoever you meet. And then, take it a step further. Get down on your knees tonight, or tomorrow, or every day, and ask God to give you the opportunity to test your faith. Ask God. You know, that's just like saying, I don't have any patience. God, give me patience. What is He going to do? He's going to put you in a situation where you absolutely need to develop your patience. Ask God to put you into a situation where you need to test your faith. Your faith in His giving you the provisions that you need to be able to reach that person for Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. That's what we're all about. That's what you're all about. As believers in Jesus Christ, as a family of God, that's what it's all about. Take that step of faith. Let's pray.